Welcome back to Tips for Wellbeing, the podcast that helps you declutter your life one small step at a time. Thanks for joining me. I'm Fred, and today we're stripping back the layers of complexity to reveal the shiny, happy core beneath. That's right, we're talking about finding joy in simplicity, embracing a minimalist lifestyle. When you hear minimalist lifestyle, you might think of living in a stark white room with precisely one chair and maybe a leaf for decoration. But fear not, my friends. Minimalism isn't about depriving yourself, it's about finding more value in the things you genuinely love. First step, look around you. See that gadget from 2005 you thought would come back into fashion? It's time to let it go. Minimalism starts with clearing physical clutter. It's like breaking up with your stuff. It's not you, it's me. No, it's definitely you. Goodbye. But minimalism isn't just about things. It's also about decluttering your schedule. Yes. That means maybe saying no to that weekly underwater basket weaving class you've been attending out of sheer politeness. Embrace the joy of missing out, or JOMO. It's like FOMO's more relaxed, content cousin. And what about digital clutter? Your phone is likely a digital junk drawer. Take a moment to delete apps you haven't used since that one time you thought you'd learn Klingon. Your phone will breathe easier, and so will you. Now, let's talk about relationships. Minimalism can apply here too. Invest your time and energy in people who bring you joy, support, and laughter. If someone is more draining than a 10-year-old smartphone battery, it might be time to reconsider that connection. Finding joy in simplicity also means reconnecting with nature and the world. Take a walk without your phone. Notice the trees, the sky, the way the neighbor's dog looks at you with mild suspicion. It's all part of the beautiful tapestry of life. Embracing a minimalist lifestyle is about making room for more joy, peace, and meaningful connections. It's not about having less for the sake of less, it's about having more of what truly matters. So, my friends, as we wrap up today's episode, I encourage you to look at your life and see where you can simplify. Remember, every item, commitment, and swipe should bring you joy, not just clutter your life. Thanks for joining me on this journey to simplicity. If you've enjoyed decluttering your mind with me, don't forget to subscribe and share. For more tips on living a lighter, happier life, visit tipsforwellbeing.com. Until next time, please keep it simple and joyful. And as always, keep laughing.